Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets.
A crucial week lies ahead for financial markets, especially for dollar and euro traders, with important data releases and, of course, the much-anticipated Fed meeting. Thanks for joining us at XM.com. I'm Cristina Marujos, and help me look at the week ahead is our lead investment analyst, Rafi Boyajian. Rafi, let's start with the United States and, of course, the Fed meeting on Wednesday. We've had a huge repricing in rate cut expectations since the beginning of the year, and the latest data does not justify a cut. What do you think Chairman Powell will have to say on this week?
Well, Christina, indeed, we've had a huge repricing. We did start the year with more than six rate cuts priced in, and now we're looking at less than two rate cuts. We kept on pretty much getting stronger than expected data, particularly the CPI numbers. The last few reports have all been hotter than expected. And so this basically has, if you like, cornered the Fed, because they were fairly confident in terms of, inflation coming down a lot faster. That would have potentially paved the way for a June rate cut. But now June rate cut is looking extremely unlikely. So we were hoping that we're going to arrive at the May meeting with the Fed kind of maybe setting in stone the June rate cut, but we're not going to be getting that. I think we can be pretty certain of that. And I think we of course already heard quite a lot from most policymakers, including Jerome Powell himself. So basically the message has been there is no urgency to cut rates just yet. So they're probably going to repeat that in their statement, and Powell would probably try to again relay that message in his press briefing. But nevertheless, he's going to be asked about, possible timing of, the first rate cut, whether there can still be one, in September or even after that. And so it's going to be interesting to see how Powell would respond to such questions. And of course, investors are going to be hanging on every word coming out of Powell, because there's not going to be any updated projections, no new dot plot. So pretty much markets are trying to gauge, what Powell's, how confident Powell still is as to, the chances of inflation coming down substantially over the next few months, so that the Fed will be able to start easing their restrictive stance.
Apart from the Fed, though, dollar traders will also have important data releases to digest this upcoming week. And of course, the spotlight will fall on the latest employment report out on Friday. What are we likely to see in the data, Rafi, and how might the greenback react?
Well, the job report, of course, will be important, as always, and perhaps even more important because it is possible, we might not hear anything new from the Fed. And so that would put even more focus on the non-farm payrolls numbers coming out on Friday. The last two reports have been pretty solid, but there's been, huge relief for investors and I guess for policymakers that wage growth has actually been decelerating rather than accelerating. So should we get more of the same? So, for example, last month we got a very strong print at 303,000. Consensus forecasts are for 210,000 for April. So even if we were to get an upside surprise, but wage growth remains around 4%, then I don't think we're going to get a huge panic in the markets. But it's not just going to be NFP. There's a whole bunch of other US data coming up. We've got the ISM PMIs, and what's interesting is that we did just get a few days ago the S&P Global Services PMI, which did point to a deterioration in employment. So there are some downside risks for the NFP. So something to keep in mind. And so if we also were to get a similarly soft ISM services PMI, then that might also maybe, ease concerns about higher for longer should we get a strong jobs number. So for the US dollar, I think there's a two-way risk there, and also for equity markets, the same as well. I think what's important to point out is that markets seem to be adjusting to the possibility of fewer cuts as long as the economy is still doing well. So I think that's the thing to keep in mind. Should we see any signs that the economy may be starting to slow down more dramatically, but inflation is staying elevated, as you know, which is what we got from the, you know, the latest advanced GDP report, then, you know, that's something that could really rattle markets.
I see. Now let's cross into Europe. GDP and inflation numbers are on the agenda of the upcoming week. How might we see the euro perform?
So I think for, you know, when it comes to ECB rate cut bets, I think a June cut is now pretty much certain. So it does look like the ECB will be able to cut rates before the Fed. But nevertheless, I think the data will be important. And specifically, I think, you know, given that June cut is more or less a done deal, the focus is now shifting to the number of rate cuts after that. So I think that's what the data will, you know, how investors are going to be looking at the data. So we are expecting the euro area economy to have rebounded in the first quarter. We're expecting growth of around 0.2% and euro area inflation to stay at 2.4%. So although eurozone inflation has come down quite a bit, there are still some risks there that, again, like in the US, it might take a bit of a while to get all the way down to 2%, particularly when it comes to core inflation readings. So, you know, should we get some upside surprises in the data, then that might maybe lead to reduced bets for rate cuts for the rest of the year. And that might be supportive of the euro.
And Rafi, before I let you go, is there anything else on the calendar investors should keep their eye on this upcoming week?
So it is going to be a you know, fairly busy week for other regions as well. But I guess the most notable ones to keep in mind, we've got Chinese PMI numbers coming up. And we have been getting some encouraging signs that, you know, things are improving in China, you know, slowly but surely. So should we get more of the same? That would, you know, really be positive for risk assets and risk-sensitive currencies such as the Australian and New Zealand dollars. And talking of the New Zealand dollar, we do also have employment numbers coming out of New Zealand quarterly readings. So and that could be quite important for the Kiwi, because the RBNZ has slowly been gradually, you know, tilting more towards the dovish side. And now I think it's pretty certain that there's a reasonable possibility of a rate cut maybe at the end of this year or early next year. And so I think the incoming data is going to be crucial. So we have seen some weakness in New Zealand's labor market. So should we start to see a bit of a rebound, then maybe that might cast doubt on rate cut prospects in New Zealand, and in turn that might lift the New Zealand dollar.
Rafi, thanks so much. This was The Week Ahead here at XM.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.